Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome back to another fabulous episode of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. Oh my goodness, Whispers, it is so good to be back in our safe zone together. I have to tell you, we had a little glitch coming in and made me a little nervous, you know, of course, because things happen, you never know what can happen in here. But look, we are here together and we are about to have a powerful discussion. So you know I'm excited for you all to join the conversation. So please make sure that you call in at 516-595-8091. Again, that's 516-595-8091. And Whisperers, you know Blog Talk Radio has our back. They have put a live chat box into each and every one of our episodes. So look, drop your questions, your comments. If you want me to reiterate something or expand on something, let me know, because you know how your girl loves to monitor a great chat box. And guess what? In our private Zoom room today, oh my goodness, this group here, they are pretty dynamic. They are powerful. They are beers and books. Beers, I love it, because they're out of Michigan. They have about 30 members, and they love to discuss great books over having a great beer. Woo! You know, they got the cocktail mocktail already mixing over there. So it's great to have them in here. Great to be in here with you all. You know, our mixologist, oh my goodness, Dustin, that he is serving up some of the greatest cocktails in here. And if you did not get your cocktail or your mocktail, tell them, Whispers, they're missing it. They're totally missing it. So make sure that you join our fabulous newsletter, because we have some great topics, great articles in there pouring into you in value. Plus, on top of it, Dustin's fabulous cocktails and his mocktails. So subscribe, click on that live link, and join the community, because I'm telling you, we're dynamic in there. Don't forget, I want you to join this discussion, so you can call in at 516-595-8091. Listen, are you ready to get into our discussion? You know, I love to start our discussions off with a clear meaning or a definition, and this is no different than any other show that we have. So we're going to get the meaning of fear, because our topic today is fear as a superpower. Woo, that's powerful in itself. So let's get the meaning of fear. Fear is an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous. Okay, I'm going to reiterate that again for you. So the meaning of fear is this: unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous. You know, Whispers, there was a powerful word in that definition from the jump. I mean, it popped out at me as soon as I read it and I put it down. I was like, oh my goodness. I don't know if you all caught it, but the word was belief. Oh my goodness, yes. Look, the chat box is blowing up over here in Zoom. They are like, oh my goodness. So we know that belief is an acceptance that a statement or action is true or that something exists. Wow. Okay, let me give it to you one more time. Belief, an acceptance that a statement or an action is true or that something exists. I know many of you are sitting and thinking, has Sonia lost it? Has she lost her mind talking about fear is a superpower? Well, pause, Whispers. Don't throw me out in the laundry yet. No, I have not lost my mind. You all will see how I'm going to connect all of this together for you to help you to see what a huge superpower fear really can be and is. So I just thought, like, when I sat and did this discussion, I wanted to really understand the secret. And many of you even avoid or ignore it. You know, fear is something that so many people try to avoid at all costs. But this is the other thing I want you all to realize with that. Fear is a massive superpower. Now, Whisperers, I want you to take note here. If you're listening, you know, I always tell you to come to the show, bring your notebooks, and be an open mind. Because I want to expand on this, and I really want to pour into this discussion. Because each and every one of us experience fear. All of us. I don't care who you are. We all experience fear. And it's normal and natural to have some fears anyway. Because that's normal. It's innate in all of us as humans. And fear doesn't have to paralyze you, though. See, that's the difference there. It doesn't have to paralyze you, but fear puts you in a heightened state of mental, physical, and emotional ability to help you achieve and even heighten your senses and overcome whatever the adversity is that you may face. See, many of us don't look at it in that way, that we automatically look at it as like a negative. But did you hear what I said that it does for us? It heightens our senses. Oh, my goodness. Powerful right there. And it helps us overcome adversity. What many of you may or may not even be aware of is that fear sends like endorphins into your body. And then it sends like adrenaline into your system, which in turn makes your heart pump faster. And it shoots like oxygen. It makes it an oxygen-rich blood that flows in your body. So it has such a dynamics to it. Because when you think about it, like when you think about fear, right, and you have that adrenaline that's moving in you, and it's like a powerful force within inside of us. And see, that's what people don't realize, that if we could harness and tap into that, oh my goodness. Fear makes you 3 times stronger than you normally are. So you ever notice like maybe a mom or something happens and they're trying to rescue their child and they can all of a sudden pick up this huge heavy chair or maybe something that fell, but they needed someone to help them before, but all of a sudden they got the strength of 10,000 bulls and they just pick this thing up. Well, see, that's what fear does for us. It gives us this innate strength and this ability to have the clarity and focus in the time that we need it. Do you hear the energy that's in my voice right now? I'm serious. Like, this is how powerful this discussion is. Like, I am so souped up right now for you guys that I have to try to just kind of hone it down a little bit, take myself off of 10, because this is how dynamic this quality is. And so many of us have it, but we don't know how to harness and tap into it. Notice the word I keep using, harness. Keep listening. Because, you know, everything that I bring forward with you all is a connection to different elements of what we're doing. Don't forget that I told you that 2021, moving into 2022 and beyond, we are leveling up. We are in that growth mindset. Fear is a superpower. Oh, my word. You know, instead of allowing or letting fear hinder you, you have to recognize it's actually there to help you. I know. The ladies over here in the chat box on Zoom, they're over here like, how in the world do you expect us to do that? See, fear is a full octane experience. It's like dynamite that propels you to perform at your best. And that's what we're going to try to really harness and really tap into today. See, I want to share 2 very clear examples and moments that how fear can be used in its utmost superpower. And sometimes I'm thinking as I'm talking to you all, because I want to really make sure that I'm really clear on what I'm saying to you. So my first example that I'm going to use, and I don't know how many of you all have had this opportunity yet, but the first one is about the opportunity to watch, if you all had the opportunity to watch the Disney Plus National Geo's or Nat Geo's Welcome to Earth featuring Will Smith. I don't know how many of you all have had that opportunity to see that yet, but if you haven't, please, 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 please go and watch it immediately, if not sooner. I'm telling you, it is dynamic. Will Smith took on some of his greatest challenges and fears during this journey of coming to know, see, and appreciate our Earth. And you know what? I know you all are like, what? Come on, Sonya. No, really. It even helped me to see Will Smith in a different mindset and view, because a lot of times I think of him as such a comedian and, you know, he does all these different things, but really seeing this, the Welcome to Earth and the in-depth view that he gave and even what it did for him, he was literally pushed beyond his limitations and fears. He has deep fears of water, fears that to step out and into nothing, but his fear drove him to accomplish the ultimate discoveries. And even to discover something so deep inside of himself that was like, oh my goodness. I'm telling you guys, I was so taken aback by this and just to witness this. And really, when I started to do this discussion, it flooded into my head that he is a perfect example for how fear is a superpower. See, this discovery that he did and what he was on this true kind of a voyage of doing and even welcoming us to Earth and letting us see this dynamic planet that we live on is that he tapped into his deepest fears. And like he said, some of his fears that he had was even from childhood growing up in West Philadelphia. And you all know West Philadelphia, born and raised. Yeah, that's him. But this show and this journey that he did took him deep into those fears that he had to face them face to face, front to front, amigo to amigo. That's just like one person to like his soul. Like he had to touch into it with his soul. Like he said, he had become friends with his fear. He said, I was like, whoa. Will said he embraced his fear, not just in himself, but he did it publicly and on a great scale. Like it was just nationally that he did this, allowing us to sit inside of that bubble with him and to be so transparent. Oh, my goodness, guys, I have to tell you. Then on top of everything else, I have to tell you what this did for him. You can see that it touched him deeply, and it opened him up to such a dynamics even, that he said something so profound in his statement with regards to everything. And I wrote it down verbatim. I went back and I listened to it, and I went back to go find it and everything and just wrote it down so you all could hear it. So this is exactly what he said as he did his journey of discovering his superpower. He said, fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination that holds us back, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist in our lives, our hearts, nor our minds. Oh my goodness. Then he stated a truth, a fact of all facts. And this is what just kind of got me. because he said, now look, never misunderstand me. Danger is by far very real. So don't misunderstand this conversation that we're having with regards to fear, because danger is something totally different, and that's not what we're talking about. But what he said is this, but fear is a choice. We can choose how we deal with the way we have fear. We can choose how we move inside of it and how it moves inside of us. Oh, whispers, I got to tell you, it touched me. That when I heard him say that, that literally it made me well up, because I want to tell you something. I even told you that there was a second thing that I was going to tell you about. But that statement, I wanted to let you know that it was profound. It was beyond powerful. It was like inevitable, in all honesty. And this whole discussion became so much more for me. And I watched and welcomed to earth. I knew right then and there I wanted to help you all to elevate further in 2022. I'm like taking you back to last year. Come up here to this year. To really be able to harness this superpower. And notice I keep telling you harness. So let me just put that word into real view for you. See, when we harness something, that means we capture it and we hold it. And so if you think about like the power of horses, and they have that bridle and the harness on, jockeys are there and they're with all that power under them. But they're able to really harness that power and to really get that horse to perform at its best. And you know how dynamic they are when they're running. That's the same thing we can do with fear. I mean, it's like, it's so emotional and charged up for me right now that I'm so thankful to be bringing this topic to you. So what is that second example I was going to share with you all? See, I always want to bring something to the table that really resonates with you, that you can even kind of connect to. And the second example, well, it's me. I'm going to share something and a deep fear that I had myself just not too long ago, and how I had to really harness it so I could have success. And I didn't know if I would even have the same clarity. I didn't know if I was going to be able to really climb out of the deep, deep pit that I was in. Because I was in such a dark element at that time in my life too. And literally, it's not even that long ago. And I'm very transparent with you all whenever I come and I sit in front of this mic. And I share things with you because I want to connect with you, because we are growing together. And the dynamics that we have as a community is growing together. So my darkest time and my fear was when I lost my mom in March. And you know that March 19th coming up is my mother's 1-year anniversary. And that hit me like a ton of bricks, whispers. I didn't even know that I could have a voice or a clear pathway when that happened. And I realized then that the fear that I had was that the person that was like that proverbial wind beneath my wings, that energy that moved me. And many times I did dynamic things because I always wanted to do things that would make my parents or my mother proud, and to be able to walk a journey and to just do things. And even for my family, just to move in a certain way of authenticity. And my mom was a big person on that. And so when she passed away, the fear that hit me was almost crippling. And I remember thinking to myself, well, how are you going to do this? And I remember feeling so nervous inside of me, but I made a choice. I made a choice to get up and run towards fear with all of my might and my power. And I can't tell you all how it was so challenging. And you can hear it. You can hear it in me because it's real. But that fear became my motivator. That fear became the dynamics that I needed to push me out into the public eye more and out of my comfort zone. It stirred me so deeply that I went on to an app that's an audio app, and I started speaking and talking to people and pouring into them to connect in a deeper way, to share my education, to challenge myself, to broaden my mind, to run with that integrity that my mother wanted me to. But see, if I allowed that fear to cripple me, that's what this discussion is about, the superpower of fear, how it can motivate you. Because see, when it motivates you, it taps into a deeper quality. It makes you have to sit in a place of discomfort to be able to vibrate at a high decimal and to bubble forth in such a powerful, dynamic way that it almost will scare you because you didn't realize you had that in you because you harnessed it. Powerful, isn't it? Oh, my goodness. So in the chat box over here on Zoom, one of the members said, what if you are too afraid to even look at it for what it could possibly be? Well, this is the thing. I want you all to realize that when you are afraid to look at fear or to use fear as that element to help you to soar, you actually start to wane a little bit. I always like to think about it in a way of how when we place those fears as our reality, that, you know, because those are the limiting thoughts that fear gives us. They're the limiting thoughts. So any little speck of light is almost choked out of it. So when we place them as our reality, it blocks out the sun that is needed to shine in and nourish our souls. And it blocks out all the greatness that you need to see and feel about Y-O-U. And most importantly, it keeps you in a cycle of failure and in imprisonment. That's a powerful word in itself, imprisonment. And you know, when you're in prison, you are locked away. You have no control over nothing. And the only thing you have control of is those elements that are bigger than some things you can realize, and that's those emotions. So if you're going to imprison yourself in such a way that it's going to only allow you to emote those fears, you need to pause. And we just talked about the power of pause just last week. And literally, it was that powerful that we tapped into something deep. And if you didn't get to hear last week's show, I want you to please go back and listen to the power in pausing. Because that is what we have to do. And many of us along our journeys, we get to conquer these fears, to overcome them, and we avoid letting them conquer us. That's the dynamics here. Whew. I tell you, Whispers, when I get to talk to you all in such a deep way, it touches my soul, and it just makes me feel so good to be able to pour into you all in this way. See, many of us, and many times, we've been programmed by society to see fear as our enemy. And the truth be told, fear can definitely be one of the strongest allies that we can have. But society wants you to believe that fear keeps you from moving in harmony with your dreams, where in fact, that's just not true. It's the total opposite, in all honesty. And I know this is going to sound odd, but look, you know me. I'm going to say it anyway. So, you know, let it be odd. Here we go. The times that you were unable to fully appreciate the moment and you were unable to move forward toward your dreams or goals, it's truly because you have been unwilling to welcome fear into your space. You have not been willing to embrace fear as your superpower, and you weren't able to hear the clarity in the message that fear brings to you because you were so quick to lace up those shoes and start running. So I tell my clients, I tell my friends, I tell my associates, take your shoes off. I tell you to take them off for a reason. So you have no choice but to stand still in it and to feel it. Because sometimes that's what we have to do to be able to capture our superpower. We have to let it come in and hit us and just kind of settle in a little bit. It's power in everything that we do. Those moments that are just beyond what we think. You see, when we run, we forget something even more dynamic. And we are just constantly moving and not allowing ourselves to settle in. So if we are paused, it brings in that clarity. It brings in a safety. And it allows us to really kind of openly embrace this dynamics. That's as clear as I could say that. You know, you may even hear that it is your own limiting belief in your abilities to achieve or change something that will make you have greatness. But it's not necessarily always a limiting belief. It could be just that outright fear. Because a lot of people want to tap into that greatness. A lot of people want to do dynamic things, but unfortunately, they limit themselves by the voice inside of them. I heard a great acronym, and you know I love acronyms. And I heard two acronyms with regards to fear, and I wrote them down immediately because now, which one will you choose? That's the question right there. Let me give you the first acronym. It's for FEAR, F-E-A-R, FEAR, okay? False emotions appearing real. So that's the acronym, the first one, for FEAR. False emotions appearing real. Now, listen to acronym number two. Face everything and rise. Woo, right there. Hold on, let me say it again. Face everything and rise. Oh my goodness, when I heard that one, I was like, oh, I love it. I love it. It's how we look at things and how we receive the message. Face everything and rise. When we rise, that's an action. You know, I'm a huge, huge fan of Maya Angelou. And so I rise. And each time she said it, her voice got a little more in deeper and it became a little more piercing. And so I rise because it's giving you a moment of action, calling you to the floor. Woo, power like that. Guys, this is the thing, the power of self-talk. We did that a couple of weeks ago, too, the power of self-talk. I told you, everything we come in here eventually comes in that circle and we connect those dots. You get your master keys. And this is the true master key right here. This is the ultimate key that I can give you, which is harnessing fear and letting it empower you to motivate you to get out of your way. Oh, I'm telling you. Fear is that primal response that you feel in your body. It's that hormonal kind of neurochemical response that's innate in our brain that allows you to act quickly and respond efficiently to, you know, danger. It's the powerful force that will keep you alive in a life-threatening situation. Fear will make you move in such a way that will save you or those around you in that moment. But how do you really get to capture it? Yes, we are going to rise in our superpower. Fear is our superpower. Woo! So, you know, I always like to give you guys keys. I like to give you certain elements because I feel it's necessary. I feel it's something that we have to always remember. So when we're dealing with fear, we have to put that first key in our hand, which is that reality check. When fear arises, quickly assess it. Assess the circumstance. Assess the location, assess how it feels inside you and what is drawing it to you. And undertake a reality check by diving down deep to your instincts that are normally felt deep in your gut. It's like that roll, like if you're hungry and all of a sudden you get that deep, deep growl in your stomach. See, that's where you have to have it resonate from. Down deep. And I guarantee you when you do this, 99% of the time you will see that it's something that you can definitely overcome and you can definitely use as a benefit to motivate and move you further. Reality check. That's your first key. The second thing is this. Breathe. Breathe. If everything appears to be okay and the instinct that's deep in that gut is everything there, allow yourself to take that moment of pause and breathe into it. Allow your mind to become free. Give yourself the power of settling in, breathing through this, and feeling what you need to feel, what you need to take away, what you need to act on, and how it is going to empower you. Because, see, when we get afraid, our breathing becomes so shallow. It becomes so, you start panting, whoa. You have to settle yourself for a moment to take control so the clear oxygenated blood can flow. And as you do that, you'll see the clarity that starts to come through because now you've harnessed it and now you're getting control of it and the fear is not controlling you. And then your third key is this. Oh, this one is so, so scary for many of us. So many try to run. But this is the thing. You got to be open. Woo, open. Ladies over here in the chat box are like, oh my goodness. I think I just got a little fear with that one. No, ladies, don't be afraid. Because you're going to welcome it. You're going to embrace it. You're going to feel it and openly experience it. And then you're going to let it respond inside of you, and you're going to respond to it in a dynamic way, and you're going to feel it and allow it to move and roam through the corridors and chambers of your mind and your heart, and then it's going to settle in, and it's going to move you in the right direction, and you are going to be free. Powerful. Be open to it. See, fear is something that many of us just are afraid of because we have been taught that fear is not, run away from it. Get away from it. No. Stop running. And your last key that I'm going to give you for this is something that I tell you all constantly. And I know you all hear it all the time, and many of my clients are on here listening, and many of my friends are on here listening too, and my associates. But the thing is this, you got to celebrate it. Yep, you heard me. Yes, Whispers, celebrate it. See, the presence of fear shows that you are growing. See, that's what you don't realize. It is you're growing, you're changing, you're moving, you're getting comfortable in discomfort, and you're allowing yourself to move into the growth mindset. See, when we grow, many times we have growing pains. But then it's that beauty of coming something. I always think about, like, when we look at the butterfly, it's first of all like this caterpillar, you know? Some of them are interesting looking, some are a little scary, some are pretty. But with the caterpillar, it goes through a metamorphosis. And in that cocoon, it starts to change and take shape. And then it comes out this beautiful butterfly. That's the same thing with fear, that when we celebrate it, it comes out in the dynamics of who we are. See, Whispers, I tell you, fear is not your enemy. It's not the monster that is hiding in the dark. It's not the enemy that's trying to trip you up, make you fail, and knock you over and take you off of your course. It is your superpower that is enabling you to leap over tall buildings in a single bound. That's just my joke. But it is your superpower. It is something that moves you to be great. You know, I always say allow yourself to grow. Allow yourself the opportunity to move in a way that you never thought you could. Because sometimes when we just allow ourselves to be in that moment, it's something that is really kind of pivotal. And I know for myself, even having to sit in that fear that I was in, I'm grateful because it's taught me some things about myself even. And it's birthed some dynamic things with inside of me as well. And I'm grateful because maybe I would not have gotten to this place if I didn't go through this. And I always say that because I've gone through some challenges in my life. And each challenge that I've gone through, it's enriched me in such a dynamic way. And I'm so grateful for each one of them. And it's humbling. It's very humbling. You know, if you're struggling with fear and you're struggling to a point that it's debilitating, I really want you to seek help. And getting professional help, there's no blight there. And if that is what your fear is, that you need professional help, harness that fear and run towards it and get the help that you need. We have too many people out here that are not calling and tapping in to resources to help them. Look, I'm a counselor. I'm a therapist and I work with people. You're here on this show with me. You hear my voice. You hear my integrity. If you want to work with me, you tap into me. I have a link in this description box. Use it, because being safe, being healthy, and moving in a clear direction is something that all of us have to do for ourselves. And sometimes we have to realize that we need help to harness our fears so we can use them as our superpower. You know, Whisperers, I could really just go on and on with this topic. There's so much more that I really could share with you all and really kind of elevate even higher. But I think, like, this is a great place for us to get ready to wrap, because we've had such a time together, and I so appreciate you all so much. And I think, like, as we move through these dynamics and as we grow together, we're going to do some things together, and it's going to be some fears there, but we're going to support each other, and we're going to be able to really soar. 2022 and beyond is definitely that growth mindset. It's definitely that level of elevation that we're going for. And so I'm challenging you all to harness your superpower, to harness your fear and let it let you rise. Whew. I'm so glad to be here. And I thank you all for always allowing me to come in here and talk to you all. You know what? Please make sure that you are following Whispers in a Bottle, because I want to get social with you guys too. I don't want to just be on the radio constantly. I want you to come over. If you're not on Clubhouse, join Clubhouse. Come and join my club. I have the round table of intention. You hear the dynamic discussions I'm having here with you. Imagine what I'm doing over there on an audio app, because they don't get to have the same dynamic conversations that we have over here in our community, but you don't get to have the dynamic conversations that they're having over there in that community. And because we are a definite strong community, we need to be over there as well. Come over, follow the Roundtable of Intention. There's a link that's live in the bio. Make sure you click it and join, because you'll love it. And then on top of all that, come over, come to Instagram. I'm over there on Instagram. You can find me at Instagram.com/whispersinabottle_podcast. So that's whispersinabottle_podcast. We have our own dynamic Facebook group, which is facebook.com/whisperinabottle. You know, we have no S over there. So it's whisperinabottle. Then on top of it, I'm on Twitter. So if you don't have any of these other ones and you do tweets, guess what? I'm on Twitter too. Come over there, and I'm at capital WHISPERS, Whispers, capital BOTTLE. So you can connect with me wherever, whenever. Look, Roundtable of Intention is every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And listen, I want to thank our sponsor for today's show. You know, I have the opportunity of literally having the Authentic Love Academy as the sponsor for today. And it is with April, the Loveologist. She has a dynamic Valentine's mini course for you all that it's shifting into Loveology 101. She's teaching you how to harness your love, how to really elevate your love languages, be able to grab the attention of those that you love and that are interested in you and that you could be interested in them. And she's just really breaking this down. It's a mini course. It's $70. And look, make sure that you connect. And this is just a great offer from her. It's, you can go to bit.ly/shifting2loveology. So shifting to Loveology. So bit.ly/shifting2loveology. Go over, join, get your love life in tune so you can find that Mr. or Mrs. somebody right for you. And don't forget to come back here next week for another dynamic conversation, because you know I'm going to usher in another conversation that is going to be impactful, that is going to be motivating, and it's going to be just helping us to level up in 2022. So listen, You are listening to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. My name is Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. I hope you all have a great weekend. Look, we're supposed to be receiving a terrible storm all the way up the East Coast. Please make sure that you all are staying safe. If you have loved ones or elderly ones, check in on them and make sure you wear your mask, wash your hands, and just please have a safe time and a good weekend, and I'll see you next week. All right, guys, take care.